Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled, How Do We Treat Each Other? Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 1 Corinthians 8, verse 12. 1 Corinthians 8, 12 reads, If you sin against your brothers or sisters in this way and wound their weak conscience, you sin against Christ. I have just read from the New English Translation. Liza observed that she was going through a season of spiritual dryness. She couldn't understand why this was happening because, as far as she knew, she did everything right. She kept to her Bible study and prayer schedule, was faithful in her donations to the church, etc. However, she noticed that her prayer time was becoming dry and unexciting. It felt as if the Holy Spirit didn't show up anymore to empower her to pray. After struggling with this for days, she became particularly concerned. Lord, what is wrong? Why am I not experiencing your fellowship like before? She prayed. As soon as she prayed this, she felt the presence of the Lord again. She immediately knew that something was wrong. Moments later, she received a text message from one of her Christian sisters. This message detailed how hurt and offended the sister was by the way Liza had treated her. Liza immediately understood that the problem was her sin against the Lord in the way she had treated this sister. She promptly repented. Jesus is deeply concerned about how we treat each other as Christians. Every Christian you interact with is not just your sister or brother, but also a child of God whom the Heavenly Father jealously cares for. It is particularly damaging when more mature believers do things that become a stumbling block for weaker believers. See Mark 9, verse 42. Many believers have blocked the heavens above them because of the way they have treated their Christian brethren. Go into today remembering that God watches the way we treat each other as a measure of our faithfulness and love. If you truly love God, it will show in the way you treat His people. See Matthew 25, verse 35 to 40, and 1 John 4:20. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Job 37 to 38. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next, Job 37, 38.
At this, my heart pounds and leaps from its place. Listen. Listen to the roar of His voice, to the rumbling that comes from His mouth. He unleashes His lightning beneath the whole heaven and sends it to the ends of the earth. After that comes the sound of His roar. He thunders with His majestic voice. When His voice resounds, He holds nothing back. God's voice thunders in marvelous ways. He does great things beyond our understanding. He says to the snow, fall on the earth, and to the rain shower, be a mighty downpour, so that everyone He has made may know His work. He stops all mortals from their labor. The animals take cover. They remain in their dens. The tempest comes out from its chamber. The cold from the driving winds. The breath of God produces ice, and the broad waters become frozen. He loads the clouds with moisture. He scatters His lightning through them. At His direction, they swirl around over the face of the whole earth to do whatever He commands them. He brings the clouds to punish people, or to water His earth and show His love. Listen to this, Job. Stop and consider God's wonders. Do you know how God controls the clouds and makes His lightning flash? Do you know how the clouds hang poised? Those wonders of Him who has perfect knowledge? You who swelter in your clothes when the land lies hushed under the south wind, can you join Him in spreading out the skies hard as a mirror of cast bronze? Tell us what we should say to Him. We cannot draw up our case because of our darkness. Should He be told that I want to speak? Would anyone ask to be swallowed up? Now no one can look at the sun, bright as it is in the skies after the wind has swept them clean. Out of the north, he comes in golden splendor. God comes in awesome majesty. The Almighty is beyond our reach and exalted in power. In his justice and great righteousness, he does not oppress. Therefore, people revere him. For does he not have regard for all the wise in heart?
Then the Lord spoke to Job out of the storm. He said,
"Who is this that obscures my plans with words without knowledge? Prepare to defend yourself. I will question you, and you shall answer me. Where were you when I laid the earth's foundation? Tell me, if you understand. Who marked off its dimensions? Surely you know. Who stretched a measuring line across it? On what were its footings set? Or who laid its cornerstone while the morning stars sang together and all the angels shouted for joy? Who shut up the sea behind doors when it burst forth from the womb? When I made the clouds its garment and wrapped it in thick darkness? When I fixed limits for it and set its doors and bars in place? When I said, this far you may come, and no further. Here is where your proud waves halt. Have you ever given orders to the morning, or shown the dawn its place, that it might take the earth by the edges and shake the wicked out of it? The earth takes shape like clay under a seal. Its features stand out like those of a garment. The wicked are denied their light, and their upraised arm is broken. Have you journeyed to the springs of the sea or walked in the recesses of the deep? Have the gates of death been shown to you? Have you seen the gates of the deepest darkness? Have you comprehended the vast expanses of the earth? Tell me if you know all this. What is the way to the abode of light, and where does darkness reside? Can you take them to their places? Do you know the paths to their dwellings? Surely you know, for you were already born, you have lived so many years. Have you entered the storehouses of the snow, or seen the storehouses of the hail, which I reserve for times of trouble, for days of war and battle? What is the way to the place where the lightning is dispersed, or the place where the east winds are scattered over the earth? Who cuts a channel for the torrents of rain and a path for the thunderstorm to water a land where no one lives, an uninhabited desert to satisfy a desolate wasteland and make it sprout with grass? Does the rain have a father? Who fathers the drops of dew? From whose womb comes the ice? Who gives birth to the frost from the heavens when the waters become hard as stone, when the surface of the deep is frozen? Can you bind the chains of the Pleiades? Can you loosen Orion's belt? Can you bring forth the constellations in their seasons, or lead out the bear with its cubs? Do you know the laws of the heavens? Can you set up God's dominion over the earth? Can you raise your voice to the clouds and cover yourself with a flood of water? Do you send the lightning bolts on their way? Do they report to you, here we are? Who gives the ibis wisdom about the flooding of the Nile, or gives the rooster understanding of when to crow? Who has the wisdom to count the clouds? Who can tip over the water jars of the heavens when the dust becomes hard and the clods of earth stick together? Do you hunt the prey for the lioness and satisfy the hunger of the lions when they crouch in their dens or lie in wait in a thicket? Who provides food for the raven when its young cry out to God and wander about for lack of food?
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.